You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
Everybody wants to protect the environment. I think there's a sincere concern about the climate. I think what we haven't yet seen is a profound willingness to pay. So the advice to Congress perhaps might be to start modestly and preserve a consensus for action.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at the issues behind the news. This week, changing our energy policies.
With the Gulf Coast facing the worst oil spill in the nation's history, comprehensive clean energy legislation is still awaiting action on Capitol Hill. Many say the government should focus on a law that cuts carbon emissions, creates jobs, and strengthens our national security. Economic Studies fellow Adele Morris says clean energy legislation must be economically and environmentally responsible.
Adele, the House has already presented its climate change legislation, and now we're waiting for the Senate to do the same. What are some of the things that we might see in such legislation?
I don't think you're going to see a lot from a cap and trade bill in terms of its effect on oil consumption. That's because it's relatively costly to get emissions reductions through oil. It's relatively cheaper to reduce carbon emissions from the electricity sector. So a cap and trade system that puts a price on carbon across all the fossil fuels will end up reducing emissions disproportionately from coal and from the electricity sector. If you're concerned about oil consumption and the dependency of our country on oil, then you're going to need a different policy. It just simply isn't the case that cap and trade, if implemented in an efficient way, will drive a lot of emissions down from petroleum, at least through 2050 in the analyses that we've seen.
One of the big issues is ending the nation's oil dependency. What would it take to legislate something like that?
People mostly agree that new legislation is better than the existing authority under the Clean Air Act. That's probably the most costly way to do it. That's potentially on the horizon. It would be much better for Congress to enact new legislation that allows more flexible approaches to emissions abatement and get that environmental benefit for a lower cost. Now, should Congress not act, which is certainly a possibility, EPA seems perfectly willing and able to go forward with the Clean Air Act. We just don't know yet exactly how they'll proceed and what the costs associated with that would be.
Adele, there's been some talk about gas tax. Cap and trade is always there. But there's also talk about rebates for the poor. What exactly does this mean and how does it work?
Of course, firms who are regulated feel like they need compensation. But in actual fact, they're going to be passing a lot of those costs on to homeowners, consumers, and taxpayers. So what we really ought to do, in my view, is to take the allowances, auction them, and use the revenue in a number of ways. One is you can really protect the poorest households by either, you know, giving them direct dividends or enhancing their existing federal benefits in a way that helps them afford their higher energy costs. A bulk of that revenue could be used to pay down the deficit. Goodness knows we have a huge fiscal hole that needs filling. Or we could use that revenue to reduce other taxes and benefit the economy that way. Any of those kinds of revenue recycling proposals make economic sense. The problem is passing climate legislation without large giveaways to the regulated firms. That's the question. Can we get there? Not at all clear whether we can.
Adele, this legislation is highly politicized. Is there any way to take the politics out of it so that we get the job done?
I don't see it becoming less polarized, unfortunately. You have the environmental community that's very concerned and ready to take aggressive action. You see a sort of a climate skeptic denier community that thinks nothing is warranted. There's not much constituency for the middle where that kind of says, you know, this is a problem, we need to take it on, but we want to ensure that we're economically responsible as well as environmentally responsible. And I think the challenge for Congress is to find a compromise that can gather enough votes to actually pass.
Adele, thank you so much for your time here today.
My pleasure.
And thank you for joining us. We'll see you again here next week. I'm Gigi Hinton.
At Brookings is produced by the Brookings Institution. To learn more about the issues discussed on At Brookings, visit our website at brookings.edu.